U.S. and Canadian investigators today released their initial assessment of what caused the massive blackout in parts of the U.S. and Canada in August. Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham said two organizations were at fault: the First Energy Corporation, which owns some of the first power lines to go down in Ohio, and MISO, the Midwest Independent System Operator, responsible for overseeing the grid in that area.
The Electric System Working Group has concluded that at least four reliability standards were not observed by First Energy on August 14th, and two were not followed by MISO. These failures helped create a problem of such magnitude as to be insurmountable.
That's Secretary Abraham. NPR's David Kestenbaum has been following this story and joins us now. David, perhaps let's take us back a bit over what happened. A handful of power lines went out in Ohio, and eventually some 50 million people were out of power.
Right. So according to the report, this began with three power lines that went down. And what happens then is that electricity has to go somewhere else. And it ends up overflowing other lines. And then the electricity that was on that has to go somewhere else. And eventually you get what amounts to a flash flood and massive outages. Now, First Energy's alarm system that would have notified it to tell it that these lines had gone down was not working. So it didn't know these lines were out, which delayed its response.
And so what did they do wrong? First of all, should they have maintained it so it should have been working?
Well, it's interesting. Like, if you go back right after the blackout, a lot of people were saying it looks like this is a perfect storm. These are just, you know, one unforeseen event after another, and there was nothing that could have been done. But the report does clearly point the finger at these two organizations. It says that First Energy and MISO violated certain standards. Now, I should point out that these standards, the compliance with these standards is voluntary. But the sort of things it didn't do, First Energy should have notified its neighbors that it was having trouble within a certain period of time, and it didn't do that. When the system was overloaded, it was supposed to be able to correct the situation so it was no longer in that dangerous situation within a half hour, and it didn't do that. It says the operator training was inadequate at First Energy Corporation, and also First Energy failed to trim its trees, because the reason those three lines went down was because they were too close to to some trees, which were overgrown. MISO, which is the independent group that monitors the grid in that part of the country, was faulted because it should have it didn't have the data, the report said, or the systems to really find a way to get out of this problem, to monitor the grid as well as they should have.
Well, let's say that all of those regulations had actually been followed. Would that have meant no blackout?
Spencer Abraham said yes. He said this blackout was preventable, and if those regulations had been followed, he said this would not have happened.
And if only the trees had been trimmed alone, would that have meant no blackout?
Yes, because then you wouldn't have had those initial line outages.
But what's likely to be the consequences of all this for First Energy and MISO?
It's unclear, because these guidelines are just guidelines. You know, they're voluntary. There was a lawsuit that was filed pretty quickly after the initial blackout. And I spoke to the lawyer today, and he felt this bolstered his case. But typically, those cases are pretty hard to win.
The energy bill that was approved by the House of Representatives yesterday, some Democrats are planning to fight it in the Senate, but it involves this in some ways. Is this report likely to push things either way, do you think, on the energy bill?
I think supporters of the bill are surely going to be saying that this demonstrates the strong need to pass that bill, because one of the things it includes is making those voluntary standards mandatory, actually putting the force of law behind them.
Thank you, David.
You're welcome.
NPR's David Kestenbaum on the release today of the report by a U.S.-Canadian team into the causes of the August blackout.